this room.
Isn't that our line?
Well, I was 16 and sick of school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar. I got the fever. That's rock and roll.
You lay one hand on those bags, you're gonna be lying on your back checking out the ceiling.
Miss Drew, may I remind you that you're meddling in our father's case?
Meddling? I was invited to help.
Come on, we have an appointment to keep.
With whom?
Dracula.
Roll thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening.
Nancy, why don't we just come back in the morning? You can almost feel death.
And Nancy Drew meet Dracula.
Nobody comes up here. Nobody except me. And it has been this way for many, many, many years. And now this American rock singer has to come. Just all he's an American rock singer. It's just too bad.
That's good for business, isn't it?
Nobody should come here to this place. Now, here. Look here.
You're not going to tell me those old legends about the living dead in Dracula's castle.
That castle is very old. I know it. I'm the caretaker. Now, about the legends? Yeah, just what legends are.
Hey, wait a minute. I want you to wait for me.
I wait for you at the bottom of the hills. It smells like rain. I don't want to get stuck in the mud.
I'm glad you don't believe in those superstitions.
Thank you. What's that? Who's there? Hello?
Gotta follow up every lead, no matter how thin.
You'll forgive me if I pray this one doesn't work out.
He was washed up from La Seine, the river. Identification may be difficult. We will send out your bill.
I'm sure if Dad was going to be gone for several days, he would have checked out of the hotel.
Who are you and what are you doing in this room?
Isn't that our line?
Only if this is your room.
It's our father's room.
And your father is?
Fenton Hardy. Now it's your turn.
Inspector Stavlin. Romanian police.
You're a long way from home, Inspector.
You are visiting with your father?
No. We've come here to find out what's happened to our father.
Ah. I'm afraid I know only as much as you. But I will tell you everything I do know.
My father was working with Interpol on a case of international importance.
A series of spectacular thefts of paintings which emptied the museums of Europe. I believe your father was on the threshold of a breakthrough when nothing more was heard of him. Until...
Until what?
One night, I received a telephone call very late. He had a lead Could I join him here in Paris?
And then?
And then the line went dead.
Why would our father call you Inspector?
Your father was liaison between all the police departments of Europe. We became most friendly in the short time we worked together. Most friendly.
Do you have any leads to these art thefts? Do you think it was a gang? Do you have any names?
We have nothing. Interpol is circulating pictures of your father throughout Europe. Oh, we will find him. Of course we will find him.
Why don't you two boys go back home and wait? I promise you, I will telephone you myself as soon as I know anything.
Waiting isn't exactly our long suit, Inspector.
I regret that we have to meet under these circumstances.
If our father does call us, how can we reach you?
I'm returning to Punari this afternoon. This is a town in the province of Transylvania. You may contact me there or through Interpol.
Thank you. Thank you, Inspector.
Au revoir.
Did he say Transylvania? I wasn't aware it really existed. What do you think?
We better search Dad's hotel room.
If Dad's running true to form, his notebook should be right here. Aha. Here we go. Notations on that insurance fraud.
The Lionel case.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Here we go. Look, Europe. A list of dates. Munich, Vienna. These are the robberies.
Look at these. These correspond with the robbery dates.
Meet at Ritz Hotel, Munich, June 11th, 5 o'clock. Book room 301 in the name of Fredericks. Look at this. Panari. That's where Stalin's from.
What is a Dracula festival? Do you think we should show this to the inspector?
No, no. Stalin's main concern is with the paintings, not with finding Dad. We could blunder in asking questions and mess up everything Dad's worked for, even endanger his life.
So we don't travel as Frank and Joe Hardy looking for their father. We need a cover. How do we get into the Ritz Hotel as anyone else but ourselves?
I'm Frank Hardy, and this is my brother, Joe.
Hi.
How long have you all been together?
Oh, do me a favor. They didn't come with me. I picked them up over here, didn't I? And the eau de cologne.
And the what?
Telephone. It's Cockney rhyming slang. Here, Gert, Frenchie.
What?
Come over and meet the boys, Frank and Joe.
Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Joe.
Joe.
Yes, Frank. And I'm Tim Carstairs. Nice to see you, mate. I don't speak much of the Queen's English, but they're great musicians.
Oh, my brother's a musician. She's got a group back home.
Oh, whoopee. Au revoir, Felix, my old son. Take care.
How come none of you sing?
Well, nobody speaks the same language, do they? And me, I got a voice that can break glass.
We'd like to go along with you.
Well, listen, mate, there's three of us already, and that doesn't leave a lot for us to split up between us.
Well, we'll make an adjustment. We'll pay you to take us along.
You mean you're willing to pay us to join our group?
Yeah.
How much?
50 a night.
Either you must be very desperate to get in the show business, or he must be awful.
Come on, Joe, sing a few bars.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, everybody, get down, that's rock and roll.
Well, make it 60.
We're on then.
Why not? We can do with the company, can't we?
Great, we know some dates in Munich.
Okay, but we've got a big one on the 12th. It's the Dracula Festival, you know, at the Count's very own castle, a place called Panari in Transylvania. Alison Troy's headlining it. Should be a guess, actually.
Good.
Well, you going?
We'll get our stuff and come right back.
Okay, then. We'll be waiting for you.
Dracula Festival. It's the last entry in Dad's book.
Sounds like all roads lead to Transylvania.
In a couple of years, they have built a home, sweet home. In a
couple of kids running in the yard of Desmond and Molly Jones. Happy ever after in the marketplace. Molly lets the children lend a hand. Stays at home and draws a pretty face, and in the evening she's a singer with her hand. Oh la dee, oh la da, life goes on. Ra, la 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 la, life goes on. In a couple of years they have built a home sweet home. A couple of kids running in the yard, John Desmond and Molly Jones. Happy ever after in the marketplace. Finally lets the children lend a hand. There's a man at home and blows a pretty face, and in the evening she's the singer with the band.
Okay.
Oh my dee, oh my da, life goes on. Ra, la 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 la, life goes on. Oh my dee, oh my da, life goes on. Ra, la 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 la, life goes on.
Need to watch out, boys.
Say oh bloody blada.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
I believe we're expected. We reserved suite 301.
We did?
Yes, for the 11th. In the name of Fredericks?
Ah, you are Fredericks.
No, we're meeting Mr. Fredericks.
We?
My brother and I, and we'll need an additional room for the other three.
Please come to the front desk. Mr.
Well, I know they look a little ragged at the moment, but they're very prominent musicians. I'm sure your guests will be thrilled to hear they're staying.
Prominent?
Yes, an American musical group called Circus. I'm sure you've heard of them.
I'm only familiar with the Mills Brothers.
Ah, yes. Well, it's difficult to keep up with all the new groups. If we could get up to those rooms now, before the reporters jumble over us, we'd like to freshen up, you know, jet lag.
Reporters? Yes. If you will register here, I will have the bellman bring up your bags. Fritz!
Yeah, Captain.
I told you never to call me that.
Sorry.
You can bring the bags in here. Frank, it's your cue. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Dankeschön.
Steady Dad or Fritz, and we could be in trouble long before we find Dad.
If we find Dad. I gotta tell you, Frank, I'm really worried. I mean, if this lead doesn't pan out, I don't...
Well, it's almost 3 o'clock. We still have 2 hours. Whoever's supposed to show at suite 301 will be here at 5.
Still could be Dad.
Well, this could be the only chance we have to get a break. You hungry?
Thought you'd never ask.
Der Bus für die Münchner Stadtrundfahrt der Gruppe Hamburg ist am Hauptbahnhof.
Hello, I'm here for suite 301.
301? You would be Miss Fredericks.
Yes, that's right.
The rest of your group is here. They've already gone up to their rooms.
They?
All five.
There are five people in suite 301?
No. Three of them are on the second floor. I'm sorry we could not make it adjoining rooms. There was nothing in the reservation about an American rock and roll group. Is something wrong?
No, that's fine. If you'll just send a bellman up with me.
Fritz!
Bess!
Mr. Albright.
Sorry.
Let me guess. They don't have the reservation.
Oh, they have it all right. Apparently, they've got some rock group booked into our contacts room. I don't know. We'll find out when we get there.
A rock group? What am I doing here?
You're here because I asked you here. You can't always be at a classical concert.
Der Fahrer des Wagens mit der Nummer M80-273 wird gebeten, seinen Wagen vor dem Haupteingang zu entfernen. Danke.
Whose bags are these?
The two gentlemen in your party.
Is one of them a man about 40 with graying temples?
No, no, they're very young men.
The rock group I was telling you about. I'm afraid these young men you're referring to have been pulling a slight number on your hotel.
A number?
A con, a ripoff. Look, if you please return these bags to the lobby and tell the clerk that these boys can stay with their three friends, but not with us.
I think I understand.
I think we all do.
Danke schön. Danke.
Nancy, what are you doing? How do you know you haven't sent our contact away, the one you're supposed to meet? Look, Dad arranged for me to register under the name of Fredericks to meet a man named Fenton Hardy at 5 o'clock on the 11th. Fenton Hardy is hardly a rock group. I mean, these guys are probably just trying to beat the hotel out of a night's rent.
What are those guys going to do when they find out their bags are down in the lobby?
They'll probably realize they've been caught and they'll be so embarrassed we'll never see them again.
Miss Simpson, your taxi is ready. Miss Simpson, your taxi is ready, please. Herr Dr. von Meinrad, bitte zur Rezeption.
Yeah. What? Our luggage. Excuse me, what do you think you're doing with my bags?
I only obey orders, sir.
Well, you're going to get some new ones. Follow me while I get this straightened out. Who told you to remove my bags?
There's another party occupying the room.
Well, yes, but what you don't understand is I'm expecting another party to occupy the room.
Oh, I understand. It's the other party who doesn't seem to understand.
Waiter, I'll order for my brother. Was one of these people a 45-year-old man with graying temples?
Together, these two ladies would not add up to 45.
Ladies? Take these bags down to the front desk and explain there's been a mix-up.
Oh, I'll be waiting in the lobby for new orders.
Now, there won't be any new orders. Waiter, we're ready. Hello, Achtung.
But your partner didn't return, sir.
Well, I'll order for him. I think we'll have
We're in a very big hurry. If you could help us out.
Why, of course.
Thank you.
Where's the food? Why didn't you order for me, Joe? If we missed that connection upstairs.
I tried to order.
She stole our waiter. Joe, can't you ever be serious?
Nancy, just this once, I think I'll go off my diet. Wait! Nancy, I was only kidding. Nancy, where are you going?
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going with those bags?
I'm only following orders.
Whose?
Hey, gentleman, in 301, he has no gray in his temples, and this time he was alone. What are your orders?
My orders are for you to take those bags right back up there. It's about time we got to the bottom of this.
Of course.
Bell captain to the
go
front
ahead.
Desk.
All right.
I'll follow you.
Bell captain to the front desk, please.
Waiter. We don't have time to eat now. Let's get something later. Come on.
Bess, you go ahead and eat. I'll be right back.
But Nancy, where are you going?
To straighten a couple of jokers out. It's almost 5. Hold that. Thanks. I'm glad somebody around here has some manners.
I know what you mean. You having a little trouble with the natives?
No, my countrymen. I mean, they come over here, they're loud. And they're devious. They jump reservations.
Steal waiters. Joe, you have to excuse my brother. He's a little trouble with a native himself.
Not a native.
Anyway, my name's Frank. Frank...
Listen, good luck. It was nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I'm in an awful hurry. Enjoy Europe.
And another one slips through my fingers. Somehow I got a message from that one.
I wouldn't worry about it too much, Frank. I have a feeling our paths are bound to cross again.
Astrology?
Metallurgy.
Metallurgy?
According to the key in her hand, the young lady shares a very important place in our future. At the very least, she's sharing a room with us.
What do you want? What are you doing in my room?
We want our waiter back.
Joe, look, I sent your luggage down once. If I have to, I'll carry it out again, but this time it stays out. Understand?
If you lay one hand on those bags, you're going to be lying on your back checking out the ceiling.
That's a cute trick.
Now then.
Keep the waiter. I lost my appetite.
Are you two going to leave quietly, or do I call the desk?
You call the desk.
Look, there's been some kind of mistake. I don't know why you two insist on compounding it. Apparently, you two feel entitled to this room. Well, you can have it.
Thank you.
After tonight, I need you two out of here by 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? 5 o'clock?
Yes, that's right. I have a personal appointment here at 5 o'clock. It's not personal, it's confidential.
Fredericks. A middle-aged man with graying temples.
Who are you? What have you done with him?
Mr. Fredericks is our father. What do you have to do with him?
Well, how do I know you're who you say you are?
Would a passport help? I take a little better picture. Miss,
Nancy Drew. Well, I'm sorry about this misunderstanding. This isn't the way it was supposed to be. Where's your father? Why did he send you?
He didn't send us. He mysteriously fell out of phone contact with us over a week ago. The police called for us to identify a body.
Fortunately, it wasn't him, but what we found was the notebook he uses on his cases. And it was our only lead to his disappearance, this rendezvous.
Well, do you think anything's happened to him?
Well, we hope not. But the fact is, he's not here.
We'd like to know what you know about this case.
Well, I was attending a summer extension course at the University of Paris with a friend of mine. And a client of my father's was also in Paris to pick up a rare painting that he'd purchased. It was to be donated to a museum back home. Unfortunately, the painting was stolen. And so the client called my father to see what he could do about it.
Your father's a detective?
No, my father's an attorney. And he found out from the authorities that this was just one in a whole series of art thefts that had been taking place for the past 6 months, undoubtedly by the same ring.
That's the case Dad's working on. How do you fit into all this?
Well, I do investigative work for my father. I came up with some pieces to the puzzle that your father was interested in.
You talked to Dad?
Yes, about 10 days ago. We were supposed to meet here and compare notes.
Well, I have Dad's notes. Maybe you can make some sense out of them.
Yeah. These dates correspond with concert appearances given by the American rock star Alison Troy.
Alison Troy could buy every museum in Europe. Why would he want to be involved with stolen paintings?
Your father discovered that each of the robberies took place during one of Allison's concerts. It was his theory that somebody from Allison's entourage was involved.
How did he expect you to help him?
I was running backgrounds on Allison's people. Now, it seems to me when I solve the robbery case, we'll find out what happened to your father.
When you solve this case, Miss Drew, may I remind you that your meddling in our father's case could seriously compromise his position.
Meddling? I was invited to help. As I understand it, you two are just here on your own.
Look, we have a cover that's going to bring us right into Transylvania. Low profile, no questions asked.
Let me guess. A rock group?
Right.
You call a rock group low profile?
Well, apparently Alison Troy is bringing in every ragtag group drifting around Europe. We'll be able to wander around at will. And we'll be glad to keep you informed back here in Munich.
But I won't be in Munich. I'll be in Transylvania, doing the kind of planned, thorough investigative work that I learned from my father.
I got your message. The bags are in the lobby.
Good, because we're leaving. Come on, Bess.
Very nice meeting you, gentlemen. Almost.
Well, we didn't have any choice, did we?
We did the right thing.
What was that all about?
The amateur hour. Come on, we have an appointment to keep.
With whom?
Dracula.
Fancy this gig that much after all.
It's just an old castle.
Dracula's castle.
It's a little ominous looking, I must say.
Yeah, you blokes are getting me going. Can't we come back in the morning? I'm sure we must be a day early.
is not the answer. It is a humiliation for the entire world.
Inspector, my hotel is sold out for the week.
Shopkeepers tell me business is booming already. People are pouring into the town from all over Europe.
And the United States.
I have not lost my touch with reality. I do read the newspapers. You know what young people do when they move into a town for a rock festival?
Joe.
They destroy it.
Yes!
Doesn't exactly give us young people the benefit of the doubt, does he?
Yeah, you bloke's gonna register.
You go ahead. We've just seen a friend we want to say hello to.
An old friend in this place. Say, just who are you guys, anyway?
Just two frustrated performers wanting to get in show business. Remember?
Yeah, I remember what you said. No one bought bleeding yesterday, either.
What baby?
Inspector Stavlin.
Inspector?
Good to see you.
All right.
Please, meet my friends. This is Frank Hardy and Joe Hardy, our mayor.
Pleasure.
Hello. Mr. Colby.
I'm Hauptmann Berger. I'm the owner of the hotel.
How do you do?
Well, what brings you to Poinare?
We're some of those young people that are here at the Dracula Festival.
Oh, I see. There is no Dracula Festival. There is the Festival of St. Elias, which has been celebrated as a tradition for many hundreds of years.
Alison Troy has leased the castle for 1 week. His performances are being televised by one of your networks.
Travesty. Travesty.
Tell me, Hans, is it really the commercialism which worries you? This festival is putting our town back on the map after 600 years. We are going to come out of it very well. So, what is it? Is it fear of whom you might offend? What?
Our friend the mayor, of course, is referring to the Prince of Wallachia, Vlad Tepes, known as the Berserker, the Impaler. A Count Dracula.
So he was a real person?
Oh, yes. Yes, as real as you and I. He was the ruler of Wallachia, all this land here, from 1436 to 1462. He tortured and killed thousands of people in that castle, until he himself was killed by the Turks. It is said that the monks from the monastery of Snagov buried Dracula's body on the island of Snagov. Others say that he was brought back here to rest and to rise again from the dead.
Well, I think we leave that nonsense for the tourists. I'm not afraid of the living dead. It's only the living that I mistrust.
I'm merely trying to protect the honor and integrity of Poinare. With your permission, I will take my two young friends and have them registered.
Yeah, very good idea.
Thank you.
I must say, I was quite surprised to see you. Pleased, but very surprised.
We found Dad's notebook. It indicates he was following Alison Troy's European tour.
Which coincides in every city with one of the art thefts.
The last date in the book shows that he was coming here to the Dracula Festival.
And you expect to find your father here?
It's the only lead we've got.
Ah, very good. Very good. Now, if you find anything, come to me immediately.
Huh? We will.
Hauptmann Berger has promised these two young men a room in the hotel.
Thank you.
As he moved on.
If he was after Alison Troy, he wouldn't have moved on.
Speaking of moves, what's our next one?
Alison Troy.
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds grow colder. Well, some grow wiser, you just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. No nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye,
goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye,
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 goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know. There's a hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. We only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye,
goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye,
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 goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'd wind up burning too.
Circus. This is the guy we want over there, Mr. Troy. Hey, Alison Troy! Hey, over here!
Alison! Alison Troy!
What a lovely girl. What blood type are you? Double A.
Over here! Hey!
Hi. You. Who are you?
Part of the circus, the main part. I'm Tim Carstairs.
I remember three.
We picked up a little vocal talent on the way.
No, the money stays the same. If you want to divide it five ways, that's fine with me.
Well, this bloke's ace. He's dynamite. He's going to be the hit of the festival.
You'll be in the fourth spot, rotating every 45 minutes. Continual music is what we want. Leave the grandstanding for me. We will be televising every night, but don't get too excited, because 90% of the show is me. That's the way we planned it. Got it? Good. Now get your contracts from Kelly, get your costumes from Valerie. One other thing, try to be careful in this crumbling old ruin. Our insurance doesn't exactly cover people falling through rotten floors and having masonry fall upon your head. Most of this place is off limits, understand? The mayor has been very nice. It's a historical landmark in his words, so let's not try to take too many souvenirs home with us, guys. One other thing, nobody but nobody goes through that arch into the caverns below.
Why not?
Why? Because the Count says so. That's why. And the Count is the captain, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's go and get off.
Warm human being. It's that real personal touch, like a rattlesnake.
Yeah, we've got to stick close. Dad must have had a pretty good reason to follow him all over Europe. Come on.
Turned a shrine, a national cemetery, into a carnival for pennies. No one is buried in here except some silly legend. Let's finally stop considering this nonsense. You're going to inspect the caverns to make sure that they're safe for filming, Lord Dale. And dispel your ghosts once and for all.
You must not go in there. It's dangerous. You must not disturb.
Perhaps the old man is right. Perhaps we should not disturb. Really? Who? The undead?
Stop.
You're really letting your imagination run away with you. Who? That's a good thing. Stelling is retiring.
Mm-hmm.
He's older in spirit than his old cast. Will you show us the way, please? All right.
Just another pretty face. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the circus.
This is where we part company. Keep them entertained.
Where are you going?
To to learn what we came here to find out. What happened to Dad?
Well, I was 16 and sick of school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar, I got the fever. That's rock and roll. I played at parties, played in bars. I spent my money buying new guitars. I screamed my heart out, but I loved it. That's rock and roll.
Songs.
I don't think I've ever seen a crest like this before.
The Duke of the wrong turn. Quickly, out of here! Everybody, out, out, quickly!
Well, it's exactly that kind of superstitious nonsense that put our country back in the old age.
It's getting very chilly at this end of the tunnel.
There must be a passage to the canyons below.
Well, we better don't go any further. We could plummet down 1,000 feet. We better find the caretaker.
All right.
Victims. Ooh. I'm too old for this sort of adventure.
Come.
Please keep close. This castle is very, very dangerous.
Yes, perhaps Dracula will attack us.
Hey, Burger. 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 Where is he?
Oh, I warned you. All of you.
Oh, rubbish. Burger is the most intelligent of all of us. He became bored and went back. I'm getting bored, too. Let's go back, shall we?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, at least now we know it's safe for the film company.
Nancy, why don't we just come back in the morning?
Because life might be hanging in the balance.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. This place is so old, you can almost feel death.